Hey, Mike, what was the plane ride back like?
It was tough, you know. You know, you got 5 hours or whatever to kind of contemplate what just happened, and so you try to make the best of it, but obviously it's never a good situation. You know, you never want to lose, but then to lose and have to sit around for 6 hours and think about it, you know, it's tough. So always those situations are always tough.
Was this the kind of situation where a lot of guys will actually, because I know you guys get the film on your iPad, is that the kind of situation where you'll watch the game right after, or you just kind of want to sleep it off a little bit at that point?
I personally did watch the game because I like to see, you know, what was going on. I think you know, I'd say maybe half the guys watch the game, half the guys kind of just relax. I think it's more different.
Mike, there's been 7 games this year in which the offense has scored a total of 6 touchdowns. Can you describe what kind of pressure that puts the defense under?
You know, so as far as goes on defense, you know, we always joke about it, but, you know, more time we're on the field, the more time TV time we get, you know. So you really, when it comes down to it, you can't really worry about what other sides of the ball are doing. We need to focus on us. And there's been a lot of times this year that, you know, we put the offense in tough situations. So we need to continue to work and be consistent and focus on us, the defense. The second you go around pointing fingers and there's plenty of blame to go around. The second you go blaming other people, that's how you divide a locker room.
Is that sort of a lesson you guys learned after last season?
I mean, well, you know, last season, the way it finished out was really frustrating, and I think, you know, it definitely was a learning experience as far as, okay, we can't let, you know, stuff get in between us. And I think the coaches and the team, we did a good job coming together during this offseason and bonding. And that's one thing that's a big difference, you know, from years past is how close the team is, you know, going through adversity and tough times right now. But you can still tell how much guys care about each other and how much guys want to win for each other.
Have you seen maybe the way that somebody acted last year and maybe that's changed during this situation when you guys are losing? Like, you've seen that much of a difference where people are kind of going out of their way to make sure that doesn't happen?
Yeah, it's just the overall, you know, you just get a sense. I don't know if it's a certain, if it's a person or whatever, but it's just there's, you know, a sense in the locker room that things are tense and, you know, things are, you know, you can sense that division versus this year. You know, everybody's really rallying together, and guys, you know, guys really genuinely care about each other. And I think, I don't think it was that much different last year, but I think at the end we let, you know, adversity get to us. I think this year we've been doing a better job of getting through it and sticking together.
How much does all the focus on the 2 quarterbacks affect everybody in the room, do you think?
I think if there's one thing you learn being in New York is there's always controversies like that. There's always things that are spotlighted and pointed to, and you know, we have a lot of veteran guys on this team, a lot of great leaders, and you know, it's something that, you know, you get used to, and you don't let it affect the locker room. You got to focus on, you know, each other and this team and getting better, and not letting kind of the outside stuff, you know, divide us, because that's the kind of stuff that brings the team down faster than anything.
Mike, you had said yesterday after the game, I think, that, you know that we're the, basically the defense, you know, we're supposed to be carrying things, and that you felt like you didn't get the job done yesterday. Have you kind of felt like that all year this year, that this is kind of still on the defense's shoulders regardless of what the offense is doing?
You know, I always feel like that when we lose a game, because if our offense scores or their points on the board, that should be it. We shouldn't, you know, defense. And we've done it in years past, you know. We've been able to shut teams out. And that's our goal every week going into the game, you know, is, okay, this team isn't going to score on us. And when we don't accomplish that, it's always disappointing, because we know we have the talent, we have the guys.